Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. In 1993, Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin and PLO Chairman Yasser Arafat signed an historic peace treaty between Israel and the Palestinians. On November 4th, 1995, he is assassinated at a peace rally in Tel Aviv. Was it a lone wolf terrorist? A deranged fanatic? Or a young man given widespread support at the highest levels urging him and those like him to commit murder? Incitement is a scathing, bold, and deeply disturbing new drama that traces the steps of a young law student leading up to his shocking crime. It's co-written and directed by Yaron Zilberman, known for his gentle drama, Late Quartet, and stars Yehuda Nahari Halevi in a complex performance as the assassin, Yigal Amir. Incitement had its world premiere at TIFF and is opening soon in Toronto, and I'm very pleased to have co-writer-director Yaron Zilberman. Hi, Yaron.
Hey, hi.
And star Yehuda Nahari Halevi. Hi, Yehuda.
Hi.
Here on location at TIFF to tell us more about their powerful film, Incitement. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yaron, your film is a scathing indictment of extreme nationalism and the settler movement in Israel. Talk about some of the people involved in this that led to this crime.
Yeah. So, or some
of the background.
Sure. So I don't want to mention particular names. And also in the movie, although I am mentioning names,
right?
I don't think it's about this person or that person. It's
right.
about a whole movement.
That's fine, yeah.
And the movement was, basically what happened was when Rabin signed that peace treaty, which was it's a complex, dynamic treaty because it's not like a one signing. First they sign the, you know, sort of an agreement on principle.
Right.
And then you have Oslo A, which is the
right.
first step. In that step, you give Gaza, which is, you know, one part of the Palestinian territory, and Jericho, one city. Then we see how it works, and then you go to Oslo B.
In B, these are the Oslo Accords.
Exactly, Oslo Accords. So when he did that, basically told the people of Israel that we are going to make what we call land for peace kind of treaty, which means Israel would give up land that they occupied or not, depending on where you are on the, you know, the map, the political map. From my point of view, it's of course occupied territories, and then you basically give that land for peace. Now, that land for religious people, nationalistic religious people, you are giving up land that God gave the people of Israel. It belongs to the people of Israel by God's will. You know, the covenant, Abraham's covenant. And so you cannot mess with that. If you give up Jericho, I mean, when you give up any land in Judea and Samaria, you are betraying God.
But this is a hardline extremist?
Yeah. But you call it extremist. It's like, used to be 100,000 people, like really hardcore. Today it's like 500,000. It's, you know, it's a part of a population, but it also has, you know, more and more backing in Israel population. So I would say it ended up being a movement, a right-wing movement, including the nationalistic movement and a non-religious movement, you know, as a movement. Of course, to protest is fine. Of course, you know, fighting with non-violence, with permission of, you know, the police in terms of riots, in terms of protest, and verbally, you know, to use certain language, that is fine when you, you know, fight against a particular political move. That's all fair and square. But in this case, it went way, way beyond, including labeling Yitzhak Rabin as a traitor in so many words, including invoking all sort of Talmudic verses.
There's a strange Talmud reference that says, I'm trying to find the word they used.
Informer or pursuer?
Yeah, informer. Yeah, what
informer.
Is an informer?
Yeah.
I couldn't even understand that.
So informer, there's the law of the informer. Informer means, so it's a double meaning. In Hebrew, the word is moser. Moser has double meaning. One is when you inform on somebody,
mm-hmm.
so that if a Jew informs on another Jew to a non-Jewish authority, which can bring him into trouble, then you are subject to the law of the informer. And that means your penalty is death, basically. So the community should kill you. That's like one. Now, that's an informer. Informer in Hebrew, moser, is also like a giver. Somebody who would give a property, or a Jew or his property, to a non-Jew would be also crossing that particular law, which means death. Now, that's something that was actually like an 18th century type of thing. Way back when the communities were really living in a close-knit, community, and when usually they were under the government of some hostile, in a hostile environment, and then yes, if you are informed on a Jew and he's going to die, there's a problem here. So that's how the community protected itself. Now, going back to now, 1995, these laws have nothing to do with that, because we have, Jews have a country where they live in, they protect themselves, there's no informing, there's no, giving the soul of a Jew and all that stuff. It's just like total nonsense.
Yeah.
However, those people invoke these verses and these laws against Rabin.
And this was part of the motivation, the movie says, against or explaining Yigal Amir's actions. Mm-hmm. So Yehuda, he is a deeply religious son of immigrants from Yemen.
Uh-huh.
And he was associated with people from the settlers, mm-hmm, movement and other groups. So can you talk to me? You give this multifaceted performance, a sympathetic, mm-hmm, performance for this figure. Can you talk about how you learned his past, how you portrayed him?
So first of all, I'm coming from the same community.
Like, okay.
I grew
You're
up
also from, of Yemeni background.
Also, right? Yeah, I'm a Yemenite.
Yeah.
But I grew up in Herzliya, in Neve Amal, in this community where Yigal Amir went out.
Same neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, our family know his family. Like, our father, is praying in the same synagogue.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm very related to this world. And,
this world.
Have you met him?
My brother used to play soccer with him in the neighborhood. And I know his brother Chagai, and I know his father because I see them in the synagogue when I'm going to pray sometimes with my father. But so beyond that, it's Yaron told me that in order to betray this character in the best way, I should do the method acting.
Okay.
So I have the background, but I'm not keeping it because I'm 30 something, and I'm trying not to go that way.
Right.
And so I started to be religious, and I went to the synagogue 3 times a day. I woke up, I put tefillin in, and everything, kept Shabbat. I was avoiding a woman touch because you're not allowed to touch women unless you're married. With them, and in order to understand the logic, he fed me with so much information, like videos and testimonies and the thing that he said in court. So I read so much, and I saw the video for hours until I understand where he's coming from, his ideology, his passion for how he thinks, how he talk, how he move, how he walk. And till the moment that sink.
Wow. Yeah. So this is your De Niro role.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It was that way. He completely lost, really. He lost his own sort of identity to the role. And becoming the assassin to the level it was scary. Mm-hmm. Meaning I had to think, how would I bring him back?
Bring him back?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, in the rough party, he... So... The contract between us was that he he would think this exactly the same as Yigal Amir. Like, he think differently, Yaron think completely different about this, about the action. But we were collaborating, and we were just on the same way of thinking as Yigal Amir. So, but when we after in the rap party, he said his own idea of what he think about the event, and for me it was like a bit shocking, because I was like, okay, that's the first time for months that I hear him speak like this.
Yeah.
And it was a bit weird for me, and that's a moment that I felt that, okay, I need help with taking with peeling this character off of me.
I'm curious, I mean, this is certainly a controversial topic right now, and the world premiere, we're speaking, this is being recorded during TIFF. What do you think the reception will be within Israel?
To be honest, I don't know.
Right, no one can predict the future.
Nobody can predict the future. I expect, that there will be sort of attacks, on the narrative that the movie is telling. On all levels, they can say that it's not true, that the facts are not true, that it's wrong interpretation, so on and so forth. Sometimes it's personal, they attack the director, they attack this or that. I expect all of it. We'll see what happens.
One of the interesting things in the movie was there are many scenes where the character of Yigal meets various officials. I mean, not officials, like people in the police, people in security, and they all say, "Don't worry, he's one of us."
Yes.
What did that mean?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
No, what that means is that, in particular, the last scene, the assassination scene.
Yes.
He managed to get infiltrate what we call the sterile zone, but it's actually like a clean zone.
Like the security zone,
security zone.
Yeah.
So he managed to infiltrate. So one of them was that for whatever reason, I don't know why, it turned out that many of the drivers, like Robin Driver and Perez Driver, the drivers were Yemenites for whatever reason. And so first you have a Yemenite and he said, "Oh, I'm a driver of this van."
Right.
It fit the whole thing. That was the beginning. Okay. Later on, when he sees that it's not going to be enough, because how long can you sit next to a car? The car, nobody drives in the car. Maybe somebody will get into the car, and then you're not the driver. He knew. He went further and started to act as if he's the security person in charge of this, of that zone, in order to clean the zone. Meaning he's supposed to find a potential assassin,
right?
And clean it. That's how he acted.
And he was the assassin. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he went, for example, to police people and just be like, instead of hiding,
right?
The opposite. He went out there.
He joined them.
He spoke to them. He befriended them. And then while doing that, they said, "Oh, if he does that, of course he's a, probably
one of them.
Himself, yeah. one of them." And then they ask, "Oh, do you know this guy?" "Yeah, yeah, of course, it's one of us." So now suddenly they see, "Oh, he's one of them." And once he was there, he started to sort of direct people. Mm-hmm. You go out, you go here, you go there. He became that person. So everybody trusted to him to be a security guy.
So I hate to bring everything, this is an Israeli movie about Israelis and Israeli politics and Israeli history, but one can't help seeing the parallel with Donald Trump, who is, people are saying, there's incitement going on there as well, leading to mass murders, like what's happening or happened in Israel. I wonder if you could comment on that.
So, although the movie it's about a story that happened in Israel, and it speaks Hebrew, I think that the story is sort of international in the sense of its appeal, because it does speak about what's happening in so many places in the world. You have this nationalism, you have inciting leaders who would use all the rhetoric in order to, for all sort of tricks, You know, one of them is to split the people so you have an enemy. If you have an enemy, you can rally your base. Your base hates the enemy with passion, so they're going to go there. They're going to vote with high numbers. And that's one technique. How do you do that? With inciting elements. Another one is, here's an example, you know, with Donald Trump in particular, he speaks about illegal immigrants, Mexicans, and next thing you know, I mean, again, it was like talking like it's the end of the world, and next day, you see that there's a guy going into a synagogue and shoots the Jews because they are supporting, that community supports immigrants. And of course,
mentioned in your movie was Barak Goldstein, who is a mass murderer, mass killer in Palestinian territory.
Yes.
Very, very scary. Yeah. This is a devastating movie which deserves to be seen. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you so much.
I've been speaking with writer-director Yaron Zilberman and star Yehuda Nahari Halevi. Thanks so much. It had its world premiere at TIFF and is opening soon in Toronto. This is Daniel Garber, The Movie Zeek, Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.